And with verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He just wants you to tell him what you want. He just wants you to talk to him. He just wants to love on you. Because we serve a good God. Amen. Always. Always. So, Sunday school started back today. Miss Dina did a great class about Jonah the whale. Keith and Peggy had a great class. I don't know what it was about, but it was a good one. I walked by it and saw it going. What was it? Queen Esther.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
All right.
Yay.
All right, and then so tonight we'll be having some of our youth classes too following a baptizing. So be here tonight, and we're going to get things kicked back off. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day that you have given us, Lord. And Father, I'm just thankful that we can come together, Father, to worship and to praise you, Lord. And we just ask that your glory fill this place today. That we will not leave the same as we came in, Lord. That our focus will be intent on you, Lord, and what you have for us. I thank you that we'll be quick and willing to obey every call that you have on our life. Father, we thank you for this. We praise you for it. And I'm expecting great things right here at Faith Outreach on September the 13th, 2020. Great things are going to happen today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
All right. So if you place your prayer request and visitor information when we did the offering, and today is special offering day, so we get to give twice. Prayer this afternoon at 5 in the chapel. Evening worship, we will have a baptizing in the chapel. That will be at 6. The youth will be dismissed from there to go to their different groups. Also, Wednesday, Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Get on Facebook, watch for announcements, so on and so forth. Our church newsletter is on Facebook. So, look at that and keep up with what's going on. Board meeting Wednesday night after church. And we've got two birthdays today. Our very own Miss Ann Bryan and Diane Jackson.
Yay!
And then Miss Carolyn has already had one.
Yeah.
So, you know. Happy birthday, ladies.
Yes.
And Brother Jimmy's got on here. Today is the first day for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
Let's make a difference. And he's got underneath that, be a salmon and swim upstream. We don't want to go with the current, you know.
No.
And I've been praying for the Holy Spirit to do things through me, to reveal more to me, and so on and so forth.
Amen.
And I'm so glad God's got a sense of humor. I was going to Mama's yesterday, and all of a sudden, just a few little notes and words from an old commercial started going through my head, like a rock. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I kept seeing someone's picture in my mind. So I've got a word. Matt, is your given name Matthew? Matthew Morgan. Stand, please. God said to tell you that you are that rock. You are strong and you are steady. You have a strength inside of you that hasn't even been tapped into yet.
Ooh.
You are an anchor.
Thank you.
You are an example for not only your children, but for your nephews. They watch you very closely. So your steps are ordered of the Lord. We know that. And you know as well that little eyes are watching and little ears are listening. But God said, tell you that you are that rock. And you are an anchor for your entire family, old and young alike. And then he said, and P.S., you've got a strong heart too, like your earthly daddy. And like the daddy up there.
Woo, glory.
Woo.
Thank you.
For beauty all around. Thank you, Lord.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love.
Oh, stay spiritual.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm not dead. I died one time at Calvary. Then I rose from the grave. These United States of America are still mine. Nothing's changed. Don't you get caught up in the Republican, Democrat, Joe Biden, McKay, all. Don't get caught up in that. You stay focused on my son, Jesus. You pray for those candidates. You pray for this country. There are some of you in here right now. I have called you to do some things that are going to wow this world. Stop waiting on me. I'm waiting on you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Get to it. It's time to get at it. I love you. I never stop loving you. I'll always love you. It's my love that's going to permeate this world and be the difference maker.
Yes.
So your job is to love me like I love you. Love this world. Love those in the family of God. And have fun.
Yes. Praise God.
It is a love.
Thank you, Lord, for that great word.
Did y'all hear that at the end? And have fun. Yeah. Are you having fun yet?
Yes.
If not, we can.
Oh, your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy.
Middle of Home today. This is what I prayed for our celebration. I had a word in my heart, homecoming. Welcome home, everybody.
Amen.
The devil will wish he had never seen this day. He is defeated forever, and you are victorious. Amen. We're so, I'm thrilled to see all of you, but there's some here, just extra special,
yes,
and we're so glad Jeff and Sandy are healed, holding well. Yeah, glory to God. And there are others But there's one in here we're really thankful for too. James Harrelson's here today. I'm telling you, he's got a story to tell. When he wants to tell it, we're sure going to give him the floor. But the devil wish he'd never done this, because God has turned this thing around on a vengeance. Wednesday night, if you were here, you well know what happened, but if you weren't, I stepped up just to start the opening prayer, and the God, he stood right back there, right behind Wanda, and all behind him, inside this building and outside the building, was the heavenly host and angels.
Come on.
And so we just deferred to them. But then the Lord began to say things, and the way he looked was he was just a big man, but he had a head like a lion. And he would speak, and then he would roar for every period of the sentence. And that's why we played the roar a while ago, and we'll do it again in just a second. But the Lord said this that night. He said, wait on the Lord. Right? Wait on the Lord. You'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and not faint. But wait on me, because this is mine. The Lord said, stand still and see that I'm God. The Lord says, this is not all of what he said, but he said this. He said, I'm about to remove this whatever's come against the church and this world. He says, enough's enough. I'm taking this back. And the church is going to be the church like never before. That's just a summation of all the things that was said. But he appeared to us and gave us that statement. And he roared. And I saw him just pouncing across the whole globe like a big lion. But, and like Judy said, God's got a sense of humor. But anyway, he said, my presence is going to remain here, but I have to go because I have to tell other churches tonight. Amen. It's a very serious time, but it's a happy time. Yeah. We're going to have fun living for God. Look what's already happened this morning. We're going to continue this. Don't deflate. Let's keep inflated here. Because the Lord told me in the room this morning, he said, I want you to you stay close to me. So whatever I see him doing, that's what we're going to do. And right now we're going to praise God, and we're going to step on the devil's head a lot more before we leave this place. Amen? You let God be God. The word Dalgate. There's some in here, God's destined to do some great, great things for God. And that's where our message is going. What's going to head today? I don't know if we'll get there or not, but going to the other side. Amen. Other side in God. You can't get there without the supernatural. That requires walking with Jesus. Amen. He is the supernatural. But he parted the Red Sea, right? Peter walked on the water, right? Elisha followed Elijah for days and days. But when they crossed the river and they got away from all the worldly effects and got out there alone, Elijah said, what do you want? What did he say? I want a double portion of what you got. Now, when we get hungry for God, that we want all God's got. I'm telling you, it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some separation, because you got to get honest with God. And he's going to check and see if you're for real or not. He can't pour his full anointing, his anointing out on a vessel that's not ready to flow in that. We're not playing games. This is serious stuff, but yet it's so much fun. I'm telling you, God says we all can go to the other side.
Amen.
If all other 11 in that boat had said with Peter, Lord, if that's you, let us come. They'd all walked on the water. But let's be like Peter was. Let's leave having enough courage to step out of the boat. Enough want to.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Enough, you dropped your watch there, baby. Enough want to get to where Jesus is. I'm telling you. He walks in a place And where the word of a king is, there's power. And he is the king of all kings. Let me tell you, you're not just some little somebody in Oklahoma, Mississippi right now, you know, having church. No, you are a child of the king with a future to change this world. Let's make a difference. Today's the first day. But Lord, I thank you just for me. I thank you that, Lord God, you ordained this as homecoming. But we got a few more to come on in. We got those that work, but there's hundreds, hundreds and hundreds that are coming on into the kingdom of God. Let's lead them in there, okay? Let's do it with praise. Whenever you want to do the offering, whenever you want to do the offering.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Glory. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Do you know about the power in Jesus' name?
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
And I hear those chains falling.
Oh, hey.
And I hear those chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. Come on, somebody receive it. And I hear those chains falling. Glory, glory, glory. And I hear those chains falling. And I hear those chains falling. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name. Somebody say Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
He's gonna break your
chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain. To break every chain. Break break every chain, break every chain. Can you hear it?
Break every chain.
I hear those chains falling. Come on, somebody shake them off. I hear those chains falling. Jesus' name. I hear those chains falling. Jesus, Jesus. Hear those chains falling.
Come on, somebody needs to shout that name.
I hear those chains falling.
Somebody say Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I hear those chains. Come on, somebody receive it right now. I hear those chains falling. Jesus, Jesus.
I hear those chains falling.
Glory, 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 glory. I hear those chains falling. Hallelujah!
Oh,
I hear those chains falling. Jesus, I hear those chains falling.
You believe He can break every chain? Do you believe He can break every chain? Do you believe He can break every chain? Right now, in Jesus' name.
Woo!
I hear those chains falling.
Cause there's power in the name.
I hear those.
There's power in the name. There's power in that beautiful name of Jesus.
I hear those chains falling.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
There's an army rising up.
Somebody say, I'm an army.
I'm an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah!
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain.
Hallelujah! Do you know the healer's in the house today? Did you know the deliverer is in the house today? Did you know the healer is here? Jesus' name. Somebody say Jesus! Jesus! No more chains, no more sorrow, no more pain. Break every chain.
I hear those chains falling.
These chains are falling right now.
I hear those chains falling.
Glory, glory, glory.
I hear those chains falling.
Hallelujah.
Falling. Glory, glory, you're my healer, Lord. I hear those chains falling.
Jesus,
I hear those chains falling. Jesus, I hear those chains falling.
I hear those chains falling.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Somebody say Jesus.
You break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
So much weight to this, because I think we all will get it when it's said. But and even referring to when we do take up the offering, every time you sow your offering and your seed, your tithe, that is your day of blessing. Amen. That's the day you overcome. That's the day that hooks you up with God's prosperity, and you declare, "I'm prosperous. I'm a giver. I'm a tither. I have to be prosperous. God's word promises it." Anchor your faith there. Yeah. Mike, go ahead and share what's on your heart.
Today we are standing on some of the most fertile spiritual ground that we have been in a long time. Every proclamation that we make under the authority of the Spirit is going to come to be. The only thing that determines how fast that comes is by the fertility of the soil we put it in. Today is one of the richest soils we have been in quite a time. Every proclamation you have ever made is going to come true. But today is a day of speedy return. Revisit some of the proclamations you have made that have not come. Today is the day to repot. Today is the day to reclaim. Today is the day to plant in the fertile spiritual soil that we are surrounded in. Hallelujah.
Amen. To tag on to that, this will be the day you will remember. If you'll step out today and plant, however, if it's offerings or if it's a handshake, if it's a hug of the neck or just saying to God, God, everything has ever been confessed over me, I reclaim it today. I will do everything you've asked me to do. I will fulfill every bit of what you have for me to do. And don't let use the excuse you're old now and you can't do it. Let me tell you something. Time means nothing to God. Amen. He don't have a clock and he don't have a calendar. Amen. So you, by faith, you anchor whatever's been spoken of you today, in the past, tithes and offerings, a great place to start. You anchor that today. This is great soil today. God's presence is here. I'm telling you, the house of God is happy today. I'm telling you, there's joy here. God is here. It is fertile, fertile soil. And by the way, while I'm going, the Lord says, I'm taking the praise team. You've already gone, but I'm taking you to the other side. I'm taking you to a place you've never been before. Because you have the natural talent, but I'm going to supernaturally anoint you to go places and do things you've never done before. And I'm not through by any means with you guys. I am going to see to it that when you sing, the roof will almost fly off the building. People will be slain under the Spirit because of the anointing that's on you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this stage. Pray for this team.
Amen.
The devil don't want them to get together. He doesn't want them to, you know, he'll put anything he can to stop. But he can't stop them. He cannot stop them because they determined to go further and to go to the other side. But for you, Charles Neely, I prayed a while ago, you were singing. I pull the anointing out of you. And what God showed me was there's a fire in your belly. There's a fire in your mouth. There's a fire in your mind. To go to the other side, to take people with you, the anointing's on you. And the last thing he said was this: I speak to your feet to be courageous. You got to step where it takes faith. The fire's in you. The fire of God's on all of you. The angels help y'all all the time. And we're so appreciative of you all. We love you so much. Thank you for all you do. Amen. Give them a hand clap for that. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But for all of you, who made that determination that today is my first day for the rest of my life.
Yes.
And it all belongs to Jesus. It don't belong to me. It don't belong to anybody but God. Today, I give my life to you, Lord Jesus. Can we say it with honesty today and really say it? Well, let's say it out loud then. Today, Lord,
I give you
my life.
This is the first day
for the rest
of my life.
And I give it to you. I am a pot in your hands, molded by you, directed by you, and I will follow you all the days of my life. Nothing else is more important than you. Nothing.
Nothing else is more important than you.
You are first.
You are first.
There are no idols in my life.
There are no idols
including
in my
life. I am not an idol. You are the only one we worship.
You are the only one.
You come first.
You come first.
And we know when we do that, Lord, blessings flow. Thank you, Lord. It's been good. But I know it's harvest time and the fields are white. Full of blessings, full of people. God has it all for you today. Today. Do not forget today. September the 13th, 2020 is our homecoming day. It's the day we come home and get back on the Father's porch, back in His house, because He's about to throw a party. And we're going to eat good. And we're going to always reside in the Father's house.
Amen.
Where we're blessed and nourished with a future and a secure ending and eternity.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Glory to God. Now, let's just give it all to Him. Not right now, but right now, but tomorrow as well. This is something that's going to have to come out of our mouth, like Mike was saying. We got to declare. Because we are what we say we are. We own what we say. When we say we're childs of the King, we are childs of the King. Declare the Word of God over your life. And walk with Jesus. And Lord, we're going to walk with you very, very close. Arm in arm. And what you say do, we're going to do. Hallelujah. 40 years has passed. There's a future in front. And we're going on. And the promised land is here. Jesus is our promised land, folks. Amen. We don't have to look for it. He's our promised land. And in Him are all the hidden treasures of the Godhead. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we all said amen.
Amen.
Jimmy, you were talking about the soil was ripe here. And God said that it's time to praise Him like never before.
Yeah.
You know, a farmer just don't go out there and throw the seeds. You know, they prepare the rows. They put fertilizer in it. They pray for rain. Rain comes and it grows. And you know what? Our spirit is just like, you got to fertilize it. You got to water it. And you got to praise God.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to praise Him in some situations that it's not fun. Not fun to praise Him when you can't see it in the natural. But God says today, if you'll praise Him in the, when you can't see the answer, He'll bring the answer.
Amen.
Praise Him and rejoice.
Yeah.
God added to that prophecy that Jimmy had Wednesday night, that as we heard it, and it was a lot to grasp and hear, but that to have it to come to pass, you got to praise Me for it. You got to believe. So every day, two or three times, I've been saying, God, I thank You. And I hope that I'm not the only one that was here that hadn't done that. Because I'm telling you, we won't see it till we praise Him and believe we got
it.
We praise Him and believe we got it. David Boone's praising God, believing that God's Word is stronger than anything that could come out of a doctor's
Amen.
Mouth.
It is.
He
it
believes
is.
The Word of God and is true. Whose report will you believe? The report of the Lord. And there's some of you in here that God's just waiting on you to break loose and go to running and go to praising. Because when you do, the rest of these fanatics is here is going to go wow, wow, wow.
I saw in you, Charles.
Whew.
It was on all of you, but you know, we think about a little big lighter. Beep, little, got a little flame right here.
Can't
I'm telling you, this looks like the rear end of one of those turbojet, like a F-15 or whatever, 35. I mean, it's round. There is a hole blowing through your gut, and it's white hot. That's the life of God. Light and life are God. And this, it burns that brightly. And I'm calling the greatness of God out in all of us right now. That that anointing and that fire will flow through all of us and make a difference wherever we go. Every day of our lives, we're not just somebody breathing today. We are a child of the living God. And we're not here to join and to join up. We're here to take over, glory be to God, because dominion belongs to the church. The devil has zero power. Just look at what Jesus said. All power has been given to me in heaven and earth. And we're connected to Him.
Glory
be to God. When you speak, it's going to be like that lion roaring. Get that thing queued up again. Glory be to God.
Listen, like this is, Jim, you got to be quiet a minute. This is the best birthday I could have had. My kids are coming home.
Yes.
Some of them are back home.
Yeah.
Woo!
Let's call the rest of them in.
I pray for this.
Man, call the rest of them in.
Yeah, you come in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You belong here. We invite you to come here. You're welcome. Holy Ghost, go get them. Anointing, go get them.
He's here now.
Woo!
Yes. We declare it. And we have it in the name of Jesus.
Glory be to God. Joy, blessing, gain. God says, whatever you put your hands to shall prosper. No more falls, no more bumps, no more top. You use wisdom, but I'm telling you, you're protected by the angels of God, your heart's desire. Supernatural deals on what you buy. That house will come so easy to you that you'll think, my, I should have been doing this all the time. And you know what? Don't be surprised if you don't get it done and God don't send you a buyer that you can make money. God's good. Larry Tackett, God says, my son, there's seeds in the ground that have been there for a while that you planted specifically for something or somebody. God said, we're watering them today and we're fertilizing them today. And He said, you begin in your heart to thank Him that it's done. Thank Him that it's done. And whatever the enemy has stole from you financially, He'll have to pay back.
Yes.
Double for your trouble.
Yes.
Double for your trouble.
Yes.
Double for your trouble. Thank you, Father.
I want you to
thank
declare,
you, Father.
Charlie, you are healed
and whole and well.
You've been bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Ain't nothing going to take you down. When God gets ready for you, you'll just leave. Glory be to God forever. You're going to have strength in your days. You're going to be strong. You're at it. Everything's about you is about to change. You're coming home, girl. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And God says, don't be condemned if you just praise God quietly. That's okay.
Sure.
Don't think, oh, I don't fit because I don't jump and run. Yes, you do. It takes all colors to make something really pretty. So don't feel bad about it.
Right.
I feel like somebody may have felt, but don't feel bad about it.
No.
But if you feel like taking off running, you don't usually run, do it. Amen. Praising God or whatever. But God knows your heart.
Yes.
Our heart.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, when you praise Him, you need to get somewhere and close your eyes where can't nobody see you. And you need to shout and praise God. If you close your eyes, can't nobody see you.
That's right.
I've been there when I close them real tight and raise my hand up because nobody could see me. But you know what? God knows our heart. He's not condemning anybody.
No.
Everybody's not going to run and jump a pew or jump a chair. But the ones that do, we enjoy it, don't we?
Well, it's a great word. It's a true word.
I have a word for James. God loves you so much. You are healed, not only healed, but you are whole. No symptoms coming back, like they say, none of that. I know your heart has been changed. I've talked to you. God has some things for you to do.
Yes.
And you're going to do it. I am so excited to see what you're going to do for Him. We love you. You're not only my neighbor or my friend, but you're our family. We love you.
Amen.
Woo!
Woo! Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bernal, you got something?
Yeah, I got something. I got Jesus right there. I got Jesus right there. He's right here.
That's it. Yes. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I was telling me, man, when those things opened the heart of my Lord, September 23rd, 2003, I come in here with some ladies on stage, all of them had dresses on, beautiful, look like angels. That the first song they sung stuck in my heart. Not only opened my heart, he opened my mind, he opened my life. He gave me what I didn't think I'd never get back. My life.
Amen.
My life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Only God can give you what's been lost. Hallelujah. I tell you what, let's make a mummy shout.
You know, Steve Hunt was a youth director at First Baptist many years ago. And he and my son Johnny were very close. And they were talking about different worships one time. And he told Johnny, he said, you know, he said, it's like a football game. He said, you've got some fans that go and they're just content to sit in the stands and just, you know, watch.
Right.
He said, but then you got some fans that they're in full body paint and yelling and hollering and carrying on. He said, and you know what? It's all okay. And that's what God says too. It's all okay as long as you're worshiping me.
Right, right.
You know, I didn't make all of you alike. So you're not going to worship me like little cookie cutters. I don't want you to.
That's right.
I don't want
you
to.
You do it from the heart. Yeah.
Because you're all unique to me. I made each one of you specifically to what I wanted you to be. You don't always listen. You don't always follow my directions. That's just what kids do. None of them listen to their parents very well. Not all the time, anyway. But, you know, God loves us. And the point is, as long as we worship Him, how we do it is between us and God. And if it touches somebody else, then that's all the better.
Yeah.
And you know, today, Steve Hunt and my son are worshiping God in heaven together. And I don't know how they're doing it. One of them may be in full body paint, and one of them may be just sitting. But somehow, I think up there, they're both in full body paint.
I think they are. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, if you have something inside of you today that you want to do something great for God, I'm telling you, God's calling you out today. This is your, I'm calling the greatness out in you. God has some things on you that He only He can do. He put it in you, and it'll get fulfilled. I'm obeying the Lord. Daryl's got something in just a second.
Yes,
but Jerry and Sandy, Hannah and Emerald, and Donnie, there is so much potential of the Holy Ghost in y'all. He's going to do something with you all, with your natural skills, but also He's going to enhance it with the Holy Spirit. You keep keeping on and don't ever quit. You're going to land on something, and it's going to be a landslide. Because God's got more to do for y'all than what you're doing.
Yes. Amen.
But it takes it all. But God's taking care of you. But you ain't seen anything yet if you keep keeping on. And that goes for all of us. But though, this family is one God put on my heart. They've got plenty, plenty, plenty of talent. But God's going to take it somewhere. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I don't know where that somewhere is. But it's always going to be here, of course. To some degree, but I'm thinking what the Lord showed me too, prosperity wise. There's something going to hit Jerry. Something's going to hit, and it's going to boom. So just be looking. I tell you what you need to do. Let's just do what the Holy Ghost said through Mike. Declare it every day. Declare it. And we'll all do that. And we'll all be blessed for it. Amen. Hallelujah. I do declare. My grandmother said, well, I declare. Because she wasn't always positive with her declarations. But anyway, are we ready for the offering?
Oh.
You got something? Oh, there. I'm sorry.
Oh, I am so out of my element.
You're good,
I am so out of my element. Because there's this thing in religion that says you can only have one word per service or per 6 months. And this will be the second. And I feel like, you know, but the freedom to be able to just, God gives you a word and you share it.
Yes.
Go ahead and claim your healing for your arm.
Yes.
Just claim it.
Claim it.
And to the point to where that will be useless.
Right.
So just, you claim it. Okay?
Amen.
It's a wrap.
Amen.
It's already done. He did it 2,000 years ago. You know that, though. You know that. I'm just here to affirm it and confirm it. That's all.
Amen.
Second thing, I'm sitting back there, and I'm like, Lord's like, are you going to share it? It's time for the Caucasian female. God's ready to exalt the Caucasian female. Because from Genesis in the garden, mistakes were made. In the movies that we see, Adam and Eve, they were Caucasian. So the Caucasian female got a bad rap starting in the garden.
Yeah, sure.
All through slavery, she was seen but not heard. Because most of the time, the Caucasian males were the ones they were looking at.
Right.
Through the civil rights movement, the Caucasian female got a bad rap. She was seen and not heard. Well, God's ready for you to be seen and heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's your time.
Yes. Yeah. I receive it.
Receive it, ladies.
Just walk in. Receive it and walk in.
Yes.
Keep walking. Amen. Walking for Jesus. The love of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Whew. David, come here. David Herbert. You thought you got off the hook, didn't you? But you didn't. He needs a microphone. Jimmy's going to help. Come on up here, Jimmy. Don't be reluctant, Jimmy. Come on up here. The Lord said.
Be instant.
Now, David shared this Wednesday night. It's a very important message. They've been doing some great things. Go ahead, Dave.
How many of y'all believe there's a covering in this house?
Amen. Amen.
If you're sitting here, God showed me to do this. If you're sitting here and there's somebody that you want under this covering, I want you to stand up.
Everybody standing up. Yeah.
So, you've all acknowledged that. Jimmy and I have started back visitation. I mentioned this the other night, and there's some help that I need. Part of it God's already fulfilled. I asked for some prayer warriors so that we go, we can text them and say, hey, we're going, and we got plenty. But if you want to be a part of that, we still got room. The most important thing I need is, I need names. Jimmy and I don't know where people live. We don't know people. But if you write down their name and their address, we will go to see them. If you look around, there's a lot of empty chairs in this church. We have prophesied and we have prophesied that these chairs should be filled. It's time that we go to work out there and bring them in.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is normally do it on Tuesday nights. We don't do it every Tuesday night, but we're going to ask that you give us these names. We're going to go see these people, the prayer warriors. We're going to text them. But I also got one more area that I need help in. We want some people that will be faithful, that after we go, say a week or so later, we will text you and say, hey, we went to see so-and-so. You can text them, call them, however you feel led, to back it up.
Yeah.
God has put this on my heart for a long time ago. It's time for us to go. And church, I believe we are in the last of last days.
Yeah.
And there's people in this church that are supposed to be here. I refuse to set aside and let these people fall to the ground.
Amen.
It's time that we put faith to what we say and go after these people.
That's right.
Yes.
Put your faith with it and write their names down so that we got somebody to go see. And help us find these people. Help us pray these people in. Help us reach out to these people that we can fill this church up. The last thing I want to do is get to heaven and somebody's missing and know that God told me that I was supposed to go and I didn't go. I'm going.
Yeah, amen.
I am going. I'm going to get the harvest.
Amen.
I'm going to get the people that I love.
Yeah.
The last 4 years have been the hardest years of my life. But I know I got victory today because of all of you. All of you that prayed for me. So I know that it works.
Yeah.
So if y'all will get with me and Jimmy and help us, we're going to win this war. We're going to go get a harvest.
Yeah.
And we're going to see this church grow. We're going to get the people back under the covering of God where they belong. So if you got friends, you got family, we don't care if they're in Oklahoma, Pontotoc, wherever they at, we're going to go after them.
Yeah.
But we need the names.
Amen.
And I need some help on that follow-up. Because what happens, we go knock on the door, and we get that conviction going, but the devil's going to come quick, and he's going to wipe it away. But if you'll be faithful, and you'll just text them and say, hey, we missed you. We noticed you wasn't there. We love you. That's all it takes that keeps it going. And you're going to see a harvest come. And you're going to see this church fill up.
Amen.
Everything that God's doing in this church is not just for you. It's preparing that soul, Mike, for those that's going to come.
Right.
So we need your help, and we're asking for it.
Amen. Thank you, David. David, one other thing. They need some ladies, females, to go with them because it's just not proper to go to a widow's house, just a man. I mean, you just don't do that. And so some of you ladies, if you'd like to go visit as well, what an opportunity. And they'll go with you. You can go with them, whatever. But you know how it is. And so anyway, we'll just leave that there. But what a day. What a day we've had and we're having. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Charles, I can't get away. Where'd Charles go?
He got a service call.
Well, I'm telling you what, when he gets there, that whole building may be on fire. I'm telling you. And the anointing of God is in here. And we don't understand, me, Chief, the power that's available in the anointing. God spoke, and Jesus came out of the tomb, out of hell itself. That's the power of the Word. Ephesians chapter 1, if you want to look something up. That power is in you and in me, the body of Christ. We got these little kids. I'm so excited about our youth. Get the youth to church. Go by and pick some up. Bring them with you. Because that's the future. We're ready for them over there now. We got everything we need. They're going to have fun. It's going to be a great experience. Amen. Oh, sure. We're going to take up the offering now, please, Diane. Oh, one other thing, Diane, you come on up. But, Melody? I hesitate because I didn't know what God was talking about. The Lord said to tell you, you're not invisible. Know your presence and who you are. People are watching. The devil sure knows who you are. But keep going. Be encouraged. And Diane, a second. Make sure I'm over there. Your cardiovascular system is absolutely.
You know, I was lying in bed Friday night, and the Lord reminded me of when I was a little girl, and I would go to my grandmother's, and she would get up the next morning, and she'd make a big old pot of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And she would pour it in that cup, and then she would pour it into the saucer to cool it off. And a lot of y'all's grandmothers did the same thing. And the Lord reminded me, he said, when you bring your tithe into the storehouse, you're filling your cup up. And when you give your offering, you know you pay your tithe because that's his. But when you give your offering, that makes the cup run into the saucer. and you're drinking from the overflow. And that's the kind of church that we have. You're constantly giving, and then the cup runs over.
Yes.
And we're drinking from the overflow.
Yes, we are.
Lord, we love you, we praise you, and
thank
we
you.
Thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that when we pour and we give and it goes into that saucer, that's when we're blessed, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You're causing man to give unto our bosom because we're being obedient to give, Lord. I thank you, a spirit of giving is on this congregation.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you, Father God, because we're obedient to give, we're under the blessing. Lord, I thank you. Just yesterday, I sent scripture to Bart that said, we're under the blessing. We're under the blessing. We're blessed going in. We're blessed coming
yes.
out. We're blessed. Everything our hands touch, God calls us to be and to bless. And you cause our enemies to flee seven ways. Lord, we're under the blessing. This church is under the blessing.
Yes.
We are under the blessing. No more curse. We've been redeemed from the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse of cancer. We've been redeemed from the curse of alcoholism. We've been redeemed
yes.
from the curse from drug abuse. We've been redeemed from the curse of hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness and strife and discord. We've been redeemed from the curse of the powers of darkness. We've been redeemed from the curse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Chains are falling off this morning. We thank you, Jesus. Poverty and lack, sickness, disease, and infirmity. The chains are broken this morning in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God. This offering is blessed
yes.
this morning.
Yes.
It's
thank
blessed.
You.
And you're causing us to be blessed, Lord. The blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich. And you add no sorrow to it.
Amen.
Every need met. Nothing missing. Nothing broken in every area of our lives.
Praise God.
We're under the blessing. We praise you and give you the glory for it, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that we come and give in faith this morning, believing that we received and that we're under the blessing. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Come and give. God loves a cheerful giver.
Your kindness leads me to repentance, and your goodness draws me to your side. Your mercy calls me to be like you, and your favor is my delight. Every day I'll awaken my praise and pour out a song from my
sing that song all day long.
Yes.
Your goodness is forever.
Amen.
Your mercy is forever. Amen. Well, we're having a baptizing tonight at 6 o'clock. Braden over there. He is going to be baptized tonight. We're so proud of him. Yeah. And then after the baptizing, we're going to break out and the kids will go do what they do. And we older folks will do what we do. Take a nap. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, God's going to work all that out. It's going to be awesome. But what a day, y'all. What we've been preaching. Now, I'm listening to me now. This is true. You have what you preach. You have it. We've been preaching about the other side. We went to the other side today. And we're going to keep going. Till we get it all we're supposed to have. Yeah. Dina has something. And just go ahead and dismiss us, Dina, when you get finished, I guess.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
Today, during worship, I saw people being obedient. And that's what we've been talking about at our women's meeting. Being obedient to the callings of God. And today in Sunday school, we spoke about Jonah and how not being obedient can cause you to be swallowed up by things you can't control.
Yeah.
So today, when you leave here this week, be obedient. And do it fast. Don't hesitate
right.
on it. Do it. If God says do it, just do it.
Yes.
Just do it.
Yes. Glory to God.
Oh, Father, we love you and we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
And what you have brought to us today.
Yes.
We thank you for what's coming. Prepare us for what's coming.
Yes.
We are ready to go to the other side.
Yes.
Carry us home, Lord, with angels following all around. And bring us back tonight safe. In Jesus' name. Tell somebody you love them before you go.
Amen. Love you before you go. Great job, everybody.